This is the Let's Pretend story of Sleeping Beauty. Hi, pretenders.
Hi,
this time our story is Sleeping Beauty.
And it's Sean's turn to tell us how we travel to Let's Pretend.
In a very modern way, like spaceships.
A girl allowed to travel in spaceships?
Well, Julia, this time we'll let you girls come. All set, everybody?
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off for Let's Pretend and Sleeping Beauty. Once upon a time, in a magical kingdom just back of the twinkling North Star, the proud king and his queen announced the birth of their beautiful baby girl. Our story begins in the public square in front of the cathedral. It is the day of the baby's christening. The happy king and queen are just entering the church.
Make way for His Royal Majesty, the King.
What's going on at this fellow?
The new Princess Beautiful is being christened today.
Oh, well then, let me pass. I want to go in the church and see the new baby.
May I see your invitation, please, madam?
I have no invitation, but I want to go into the church just the same.
I'm sorry, madam, but I have my orders. You must be
in, or you'll regret it all the rest of your life.
You can't frighten me, grandmother. Move on.
You'll be sorry, my lad. What's more, your king will learn not to order me to move on. I'll show you. I'll show you.
And so we implore thee, O Lord, to watch over and protect our future sovereign, the Princess Beautiful. Endow her with wisdom and understanding and love for her fellow men. We humbly ask thee this. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Your Majesty, will you bring the 3 fairies to the altar that they may bestow their magic gifts on the new Princess Beautiful?
Yes, Father. Fairy Queen, we await the gifts of your magic kingdom. Will you come to the altar, please?
We are happy to bring our magic gifts for the new Princess, Your Highness. Come, fairy. Blue like the stars are your eyes, baby. The sunbeams sleep in your hair, slender and graceful as moonlight rays, thin like the rose and as fair. The loveliest princess in all the world shall be this tiny baby girl.
Such a prophecy will indeed make our princess lovely to look upon. My gratitude, Fairy Queen.
Fairy Melody, your gifts to please.
You can't come here, I told you.
Blood will flow. Her hands turn green. Pain will twist her body crooked. Death will come when she's 16.
Oh,
Oh, my baby. Oh, what has she done? What has she done?
Skid, old witch.
Oh, help us. Only your magic can save her now. Protect your princess. Oh, Fairy Queen, not as your ruler, but as a mother. I implore you.
Yes.
Help us, Fairy Queen.
I will. Do not be afraid. I will help you all I can, I promise you. I cannot entirely undo the curse of the witch, but I can change it. Hear me, people. When she is 16 years old, she will swoon away, and then, not death, but a deep and peaceful sleep shall overtake her. And she shall sleep for 100 years.
A hundred years?
When she wakes, what will happen? At the end of the 100 years, a young and handsome prince will find his way to the castle. He will pick out our princess, and it will be his kiss that will waken her. The Fairy Queen has spoken. It is done.
To sleep for 100 years.
Call me if you have need. Come, fairy. Our work is done. Goodbye.
Oh, my baby. My precious baby. What was it she said? She shall pierce her hand and spin? Oh, my husband. Suppose you were never to see a spinning wheel. We could protect her then.
Would that be possible?
Your Majesty.
Yes, Captain of the Guard. What is it?
The whole kingdom is loyal and devoted to your Majesties. We adore the baby princess. My people, is this not true? With your permission, Majesty, may I speak first?
Certainly, Captain.
People, attend this. I hereby appoint each and every one of you, both men and women, as special guards of our princess. Search every house. Destroy every single spinning wheel you find.
Captain, a moment. As your king, I promise to repay you and to furnish each one with sufficient cloth for all your needs. Continue, Captain.
Go now to your homes. Prepare to start your journey. At sundown, we meet in the public square. Choose your direction now.
North,
south,
east,
west.
Hurry!
Hurry! Hurry! To offset the witch's curse of death to the Princess Beautiful, the king ordered every spinning wheel in the country to be destroyed. And now, after 16 untroubled years, we find the king, the queen mother, and the lovely princess out in the castle garden.
Happy birthday, my little daughter.
Thank you, Mother.
And to think our Princess Beautiful is 16 years old today.
And look, Father and Mother, the roses in the garden seem to know it's my birthday. Look at all of them.
Suppose you gather some, daughter, and we'll put them on your table tonight for the birthday party.
I'll get them now. And how exciting to have a birthday party all my very own. I'll be happy.
Beautiful
sail.
Oh, my spinning wheel.
Old lady, here I am in the garden.
Yes, daughter, you called?
Yes, come here, please. What did you say you had for me?
A spinning wheel, child.
A spinning wheel? I never heard of such a thing. Where did you get it? What is it?
A full-grown girl and never heard of a spinning wheel? Fancy that.
No, I've never seen one before. What does it do? Oh, do come in and show me, will you please?
Of course I will. Open the garden gate.
There you are. Come in. Oh, show me quickly what a spinning wheel is used for. Put it down here. Well, what's this?
This is flax.
Flax?
We spin this into thread. See, I start the wheel like this.
Oh, how lovely. The wheel turns. It's a charming toy. What is this, good mother? And it really spins flax into thread. How interesting. Oh, let me do it once, good mother. I am eager to try. May I please do it?
Of course you may. That's what I wanted you to do. Try it yourself. Take the distaff in your hand. So, Izzy?
Oh, yes. Give it to me. What fun this is. Oh, here's my hand.
And now, princess, my curse is completed. I told them this would happen. Death will come when she's 16.
Mother, come quickly, your mother.
Daughter, where are you? What is the matter?
Oh, help me.
What is this, Princess Beautiful? What's wrong, daughter?
I hit my head on the spinning wheel.
A spinning wheel? When did you... It couldn't be.
Oh, the wicked old witch has found you in spite of all our efforts. Oh, husband, call the fairy queen. She promised to help us. Call her quickly.
Oh,
that's
so sad. Oh,
queen of the fairies, come to us. Quickly, we implore you. Come.
I am here, Your Majesty.
Oh, Fairy Queen, help us.
The princess, the witch found her in spite of us. She brought a spinning wheel. Oh, Fairy Queen, is she dead?
No, she is not dead. She only sleeps. See how peacefully.
And is this the beginning of her 100-year sleep?
Yes, Queen Mother. To dress her in the finest robes of pink velvet and ermine, put a jeweled crown on her head, spray perfume in her golden hair, place rose satin slippers on the tiny feet, put her gently on her couch. There she will sleep for 100 years. The time has come.
But, Fairy Queen, what will become of the rest of us? How can we live without our darling Princess Beautiful?
How can we indeed? How would you like to have your whole kingdom go to sleep? So that at the end of the 100th waking, and it will be just the same as it is now. Can you do that, Fairy Queen? Is it your wish?
Then by all means, Fairy Queen, yes. Wave your magic wand over us. Let all of us in the kingdom join the princess in her long vigil.
Very well, Your Majesties. You have commanded me. Prepare. The sleep of 100 years begins.
Ellen, look here.
What is it, Prince Charming?
That strange-looking castle. I didn't know it was here.
Seems to be quite deserted, doesn't it?
It does indeed. My word, it looks as if it was hundreds of years old.
Well, how does one find the entrance? Have you ever seen such trees, Prince Charming? The shrubbery has about overridden the towers of the castle.
The guardian doesn't keep his men at work, I'm afraid.
What?
Ellen, look.
What is it, Prince?
The branches are parting. What can it mean?
They're separating.
Alan, they're forming a canopy over our heads.
Bending and swaying and clearing a path straight to the castle gate.
It's most remarkable. Well, let's go in. Open the rusty gates, Alan. What a deserted place. The walks are entirely covered with the long grass. The gardener is... Alan.
Yes, Prince Johnny.
Alan, do you see what I do? Is that long grass parting over the path so that we can find our way, or am I imagining it?
It is, Your Highness.
And look at this.
The servants, every one of them, fast asleep.
Let's go into the castle.
Here is the kitchen, sire. Well, upon my word, the cook is asleep, too. And look, sire. Everyone is dressed as they were 100 years ago.
This is the strangest thing I have ever seen.
Is there no one in the place awake?
There doesn't seem to be. Let's try waking them. Hello! Hello! No, they've been drugged. Let's try to solve this mystery. Alan, suppose you follow one corridor and see what you can discover. I shall take another, this one. We'll meet here at the end of our search in half an hour.
Very well, sire. In half an hour.
Anybody here? No? All right, then. You won't mind my coming in.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Oh, a princess. Asleep, too. How beautiful she is. She can't be real. It's an exquisite doll dressed in pink velvet. A little silver crown with diamond stars on her golden head. No, it isn't a doll. She's real. She breathes. Princess, would you wake if you knew that all my life I've been searching for someone as lovely as you? Dare I kiss that sweet mouth? Those lovely lips that smile so sweetly? May I, Princess? Will you be angry? Oh, how could you? What else can you expect with beauty like yours? May I? I will. Oh, thank you for that precious kiss, my lovely princess.
Oh. Oh, my dear Prince Charming, at last you are here.
Have I really gone quite mad? If so, it is a delightful madness. You called me by my name. How do you know who I am?
Why, that is quite simple. I know who you are because in my sleep, the Fairy Queen came to me often, and she told me all about you. She said that...
She said that what, my lady?
That one lovely summer day, Prince Charming would ride this way. She said you would come to me, and that...
That I would kiss you, Princess?
Yes, and I would waken from my 100-year sleep. And it's all come true, just as the Fairy Queen said it would.
Did the Fairy Queen tell you that you were the most beautiful lady in the world?
Oh, my prince, if you think me that, I am glad, for I would be beautiful for you.
Princess, this may sound strange to you, but all my life I've dreamed of you. All my life I've been waiting for this precious meeting. And now that I've found you, will you be my bride? Will you rule with me as my queen?
It doesn't seem strange to me. The Fairy Queen whispered to me long ago that this day would come, and with it, you. And that you would ask for my hand in marriage.
My lovely one, is your name?
I am called the Princess Beautiful.
With all my heart and with all my soul, I love you, Princess Beautiful. Will you be my bride?
Princess? Princess!
Daughter, are you awake?
Yes, Father, Mother. Come in, come in.
Oh, my darling. Awake and radiantly lovely.
Look, Father and Mother. Prince Charming is here.
What? Why? Pardon, sir. I didn't see you. We were so delighted to awaken from our enforced sleep. Who are you, sir?
Prince Charming, Your Majesty.
My husband, do you not remember the Fairy Queen's prophecy? A young and handsome prince shall one day ride this way, and his kiss shall awaken the Princess Beautiful.
Now I remember, and this is the...
My name is Prince Charming, Your Majesty. May I have the hand of this lovely princess in marriage?
Do you love him, my daughter?
I do. Oh, so very much.
My queen, shall we consent?
Give them your blessing, my husband. Through 100 years, they have been destined for each other.
So be it, then. Awake, everyone! Cook, gardeners, butlers!
What's happened, Your Majesty?
The sleep of 100 years has come to an end. Awaken all the people. Prepare the castle for the wedding feast. Ring the chimes, for today our Princess Beautiful becomes the bride of Prince Charming. Ring the bells. Chimes ring for happiness.
Long live the Princess Beautiful! Long live the Princess Beautiful!